It is such an honor this year to be celebrating 25 years of God's faithfulness to NCA. My name is Heather McIntyre, and I am a proud alumna of NCA. I graduated in the class of 2016 and am currently the NCA fourth grade teacher and grammar school lead teacher. So some of us alumni were asked to speak at the 25th anniversary gala about a way that we saw God working at NCA that shaped who we are today. And I count it a privilege that almost every aspect of who I am today has been shaped by this NCA community. NCA was founded before I was in school. God used it to shape me as a student, and now I get the privilege of teaching in this community and seeing how God continues to shape me as an adult and in my career. So telling you all how God has shaped me through NCA would far exceed the time limit that I have, but as I reflected this year, the thing that stuck out distinctly in my mind was how grateful I am that I was raised in this community being saturated with Scripture. Scripture is central at NCA. Scripture is incorporated into every subject, every endeavor, is held in high regard, and is loved deeply by the staff and faculty. As I grew up in NCA from kindergarten to 12th grade, we read Scripture, we studied Scripture, and we memorized Scripture. Between home and school, Scripture was a part of every day of my childhood. God's word seeped into my heart and mind, often in ways I wasn't aware of in the moment. Now, I did not dislike interacting with Scripture as a student, but I certainly could not have told you during my years as a student at NCA how God would use that permeation of Scripture into the very core of my being to transform me more and more into the image of His Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Even just focusing on this one aspect of how God worked at NCA to shape the person I am, I could share so many stories of how a deep knowledge of and love for Scripture has changed me, but I'm just going to tell you one of them. It requires a bit of background. God led me to attend Vanderbilt University for college to study elementary and special education, and He clearly paved the way for me to go there. God showed His faithfulness to me in so many ways during my years there as I transitioned into young adulthood. One of those was in providing a Christian campus ministry that I got plugged into freshman year. Unfortunately, Christians often do a poor job of reflecting our Savior to the world around us. I was deeply hurt by the Christian leaders in the organization that I was involved with during my sophomore year, and combined with a struggle with mental health, I walked away from faith. Those years in which I was not walking in obedience to God were full of pain and so much darkness. I wrongly projected the sin of human leaders onto a perfect and holy God, and I wanted nothing to do with Him. But God, in His mercy, did not let me go. His hand was on my life, even as I walked as fast and hard from Him as I could. He graciously drew me back to Himself. And one of the most significant ways He did that was through bringing Scripture that I had memorized at NCA to my mind. It was frustrating as someone who was trying to walk away from God and live how I thought I wanted to live, that God continued to pursue me. He pursued me in His loving kindness and brought Scripture to mind when I least wanted to, but most needed to hear it. Praise God for His sovereign hand on each of our lives and the way He pursues us. I am eternally grateful, and I mean that in the most literal sense, that my soul is secure in God. What I want to leave you with is this: Christian classical education is worth it. Your students may not always be thrilled with it or with the work that is expected of them. As I imagine many of you have learned through raising or working with children, there are no guaranteed outcomes. We are shepherding souls, not programming robots. As parents, you have the responsibility to foster the soil of the garden that your children grow up in and to give your children the best possible environment for them to grow into people who know God and love Him deeply. We cannot save our children, but our sovereign God can. His word is living and active, and has the power to transform any heart. God is sovereign over our lives, over your children's lives, and over the life of NCA. May we grow to trust him more and more. God bless you.